Big ol' Marcus.
Oh, dude.
Big ol' Marcus.
Right here.
What's going on, guys? This is going to be the first episode of To The Point. New segment we're running. We're going to come in, talk specifically on one individual point or a group of points, or talk with one particular digger on a certain event. So it should be cool. Seems like people kind of like the idea of it. We're going to start out with me. I'm going to talk about probably my favorite personal find, a point that has gotten a lot of interest, and it's super significant to me. So I guess without further ado, we'll talk about this this little guy, if y'all can see it. This is my, I like to call it the two-piecer. I found this in Gillespie County at Steve Moon's old pay dig. It was a hand dig / screen dig. It started out as a private only, and I was referred out there by a old digger friend of ours named Loyal. A lot of people know Loyal. He's a really good guy. He got me in contact with Steve when he first started pay digging it, outside of him private digging it. And Loyal called me one day, and he's like, "Man, he's like, I've got the dig for you. He's like, this is one of the hottest spots right now. If you can get in it, get in it." And put in the word to Steve for me, which a lot of people know Steve, and that dig became very well known. Nick Carter most recently dug it. But that site has produced some just incredible artifacts over the years. Some of the best stuff I've seen in the state, and some of the best pieces I've seen come out personally. It's a great site. There's so many camps across that place. Super cool. It's not the most beautiful camp you'll dig in or anything like that, but it's just a very interesting site. So this point in particular is, I found it, and it was probably my third or fourth trip out to Steve's. For the most part, I'd kind of had mediocre luck out there hand digging. I hadn't found much just super great. I'd found a pretty nice little long-eared Marshall, but my buddy, family friend Luke Harmon, he always seemed to have the good luck there. And yeah, we'll have him on to talk about some of his stuff in the future. But this particular morning, we'd gotten there, and it was kind of a funny deal. It's me, Luke, my dad, and my uncle Ryan. And if you've ever been to Steve's, you know, you pull way back in there, and they're digging right on a fence line above a spring-fed creek with a little waterfall. And Steve kind of dug all over that place and would kind of jump around a little bit. And there'd be multiple holes open up at one time, and he'd be running screen digs while running hand diggers, which we talked about in a recent episode, or future episode. And that's kind of hard to keep up with. And there was specific digs where it actually nearly caused some problems, but it is what it is. This particular day, the past few times we'd been digging out there, hand digging, Steve was digging a different area. And we were digging kind of further down in the camp in this deeper section and finding a lot of purds and stuff. Well, this day that we come out there, Steve had kind of moved that end and left the end closer to the waterfall open. And there was one spot Steve always talked about. He called it the deep hole or whatever. It was probably like 12, 14 foot deep. And he said a lot of Castorvilles come out of there, a lot of Montels, you know, some nicer pieces were coming out of that area, but it was really hard digging. Well, he also had a humongous pile of throw dirt right on the back side of this hole. Like, I mean, huge pile of throw dirt. And then around the side of it, he had a little shallower area that fed down into that deep hole that was probably 5 foot deep, I would say. Anyway, we get there this morning, we park, you know, where you're supposed to park, we get out, we talk to Steve, get paid up, and we're kind of discussing where we were going to go. Well, my dad and Ryan decided to go, kind of in the middle of the camp, sort of, And me and Luke decided we were going to go kind of over there by that deep hole and try that. And we get over there and we start digging. And it was a nice morning, actually. It was springtime, because I remember we'd just gotten in the hole, started digging, and I heard turkeys gobbling up ahead of us. And anyway, we're digging along, and I found the tip of it first. And this is all going to make sense here in a minute. I found just the tip of this point first. And when I pulled it out, you know, I mean, I'd been there 15 minutes probably. I pick it up, and I was like, dadgum, that's a pretty exceptional tip to a point. And the size of it and stuff, just the shape. You know, when you find a piece that's that narrow and, you know, elongated like that, you know it come off of something pretty nasty. Just that profile alone, when you see that in the dirt, it gets your heart racing, you know. So I found that, and I'm looking at it, and I showed Luke, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, man, I'd love to see what that come off of. And I keep digging along. And I mean, like I said, I found the tip about 15 minutes into digging, not even. I mean, I was just getting the hole started, really. And probably another 10, 15 minutes goes by and pops out the base, which was that. Just like that. And I looked at that base of the Montel, and I hadn't found many Montels yet. And I was like, daggum, Luke, look at this Montel. And we sat there and we looked at it for a second. And I was like, man, it awfully resembles the shape that tip kind of looked like it might have been off of. And he's like, nah. Blah, blah, blah. And I just had the tip sitting up there in my hat laid over on top of the bank. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, just for shits and giggles, I picked that tip up out of my hat and I stuck them together one way. And I was like, oh, that don't work. And then I turned it around and I stuck it together the other way, and I went to flipping out. And Luke's like, what, what? And I was like, oh, dude, it matches up, and it matches up perfect. And it wasn't a fresh break. It was an old break, which is, you know, people that dig a lot know how hard it is to match an old break. But to have matched an old break on a four, I believe it's 4 1/8, it's over 4 inches long, Montel, is insane. And that day, if you've listened to some of our other episodes, especially talking about digging, when I hand dig, I normally don't dig with gloves. Well, I have, as one of my buddies, JD Montague, commented on it, I have a very iconic photo of me with this point sitting in my truck seat, and I've got it put together, and I've got my hand next to it like this, and I'm wearing some neoprene gloves that I'd cut the fingers off of. And anyway, JD commented on that picture and said it looks like I was moonlighting as a street fighter on the sides. But yeah, so 4 1/4 inch Montel. I was freaking out. So I go back to the truck. You know, I showed it to Luke. We sat there, talked about it for a minute. And I go back to the truck. I'm getting some pictures of it, getting it washed up. And I go to get my dad, because again, my dad's across the dig with Ryan. And I don't really dig without my dad. And, sharing memories like this, I enjoy to do with him. I was really glad Luke was there, but wanted my dad and Ryan to see it. Also, you find something like this, you know, you got to show somebody. So I go get my dad, and I'm showing him and Ryan. And they're like, well, shoot, we're going to come dig over there with y'all. And I was like, come on. I mean, there's plenty of room. You know, we got plenty of room. It looks pretty good. And we walk back, and anybody that knows Luke, anybody that's dug with Luke, you know when Luke finds a good one. Because he'll have this just shit-eating grin. And he likes to hold him in his hand, which is kind of hard to hold this point in your hand like this. But he likes to hold him in his hand like this. And then, you know, make you kind of guess about it. And sometimes he'll be jacking with you and show you a broke. Or sometimes he'll open up his hand and show you the nicest Montel you've ever seen. So no longer than it took me to find this one and go get my dad, Luke popped out one that beat this one. I've got a picture of them side by side, and Luke's Montel that he found, it probably 3 3/4 inches, and it's about that wide, ears that come down to the base. I mean, it's absolutely a phenomenal piece. And just two of the best pieces I've ever seen come out, just back to back, hand dug on a beautiful spring morning. You can't beat them. You can't beat that. And that's what digging's about. That's why we do it. The memories, recovering pieces like this, and restoring history. That's why you do it. You got anything to say, Christian?
No, I'm just waiting for that time to happen to me.
It's going to happen. I don't know if it'll be one of these. These are hard to come by.
No.
Anybody that knows Montel's knows that's a hard piece to find right there. And I guess one more fun fact with that. Montel's are my dad's favorite point type, and he does not have, well, he does now. At the time, he didn't have much for Montel's at all. And when I found this, and then Luke found the one he found, and we found a couple more that day, but not to the quality of these two. It was insane. Luke actually broke a third Montel about probably another 30 minutes after he found that other really good Montel right after this one. So within an hour, it was like an hour and 15 minutes, we found three just exceptional Montels, but two of them were, you know, this one and that. If it had better material, it'd for sure be a G10 in my opinion. Not this one, Luke's. This isn't near the quality, but it's still a superb piece. Again, that's why you dig. So this is what we plan to the point to kind of be quick, simple, just give y'all some more Arrowhead content, kind of talking these finds, kind of telling you our experiences, whoever we have on here's experiences. You know, we'll probably do this with just about any guest we bring on, just have them do a to the point on any of their favorite personal find, first personal find, whatever. We'll do them over artifacts that we find throughout the process, just to dive deeper into the experiences and kind of let you understand why we do it. I mean, I found this point. Shoot, how long ago was that? It was probably 21 or 22, so it's been 4 or 5 years, I think. And I can still sit here and tell you I remember hearing turkeys gobble before I found it. So that tells you just how vividly these can imprint in your mind. I mean, if you dig, you understand it. But when you hand dig one, it's a whole different experience. So hopefully we got y'all some good video of this thing. If not, I'll get some better. And we'll attach it with this video. And yeah, that's about it for this one. We'll see y'all in the next.